we always are wondering when Jesus is coming back.
Yeah.
Okay. And this song is, you know, our longing for that very thing, you know, even so, God, come now. All right? So help, sing with me if you know it.
Well, let's just stand.
Are you ready for the Lord to return? Are you waiting for that day? Are you shouting for his coming to all who will hear? Glory to your name. We wait for you. Hallelujah. All of creation, all of the earth, make straight a highway, a path for the Lord. 'Cause Jesus is coming soon. Call back the sinner, wake up the saint, and let every nation shout out your fame. 'Cause Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so will come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so will come, Lord Jesus. And all will be new, your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon. Thank you, Lord.
He says, but false prophets also arose.
those among the people. Mm-hmm. Just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. Mm-hmm. And I wrote a little note underneath there. Thurston says, Jesus is a master warrior. Because Peter goes into warrior mode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Peter goes into warrior mode. Was Jesus a warrior? He was a warrior. Now, he cast out demons. We think of him, well, okay, as a warrior, he cast out demons. But he also came against the false teachings.
Yeah.
He came against the leaven,
yeah,
as you will, of the Pharisees.
Mm-hmm.
And he had some pretty harsh words for them. Yeah. We got whole chapters in the New Testament where, uh-huh, he just spent dealing with the Pharisees.
Yeah.
You know, woe to you Pharisees, scribes, mm-hmm, hypocrites.
Yeah.
I don't know. He just went on and on and on. On and on and on. Just,
yeah,
telling them how like it is, buddy.
Yeah.
Warring against them. Uh-huh. And so here comes Peter, just like my Savior. I'm going to tear into the false prophets.
Yeah.
The false teachers. He said, there was false prophets, and then we got false teachers. Mm. I'm going to lay into the false teachers because we still got them.
Yeah.
You know, Pharisees.
Years ago, J. Vernon McGee said, the false teachers are worse than the false prophets because,
oh,
really? They get you way off track.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So he spends the entire chapter. Chapter 2 is all about his diatribe.
Yeah.
Against the false teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, today we're not going to delve into that, all that long diatribe, okay? But I wanted to bring something out to you. You know, let me ask you some questions, see what your response is. What are some of the false teachings and doctrines and beliefs being taught by teachers today? Okay, just think about, mm-hmm, it for a minute. You know, y'all probably heard some false teachings, some false,
oh,
doctrines.
Yeah. About grace. Mm-hmm. You can live any kind of way you want to live.
I'm okay, you're okay.
Right. And that's what grace is for. Just, mm-hmm, do whatever you want to do. Just do your thing. Do whatever you want to do. Grace got your back.
Everybody's going to be saved.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anybody else? You've heard on
healing went out with the apostles.
What's that?
Healing went out with the apostles.
Healing went out with the apostles.
Holy Spirit baptism.
Yeah.
All the prophecies are already done.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
All right, well, you know, maybe you've helped some of these beliefs at some point in time. I know I did. I helped some of these beliefs, you know, that I found out later was false.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I wanted to share with you something, and we'll go from there. But last Sunday, I was talking to a young lady, a Chinese lady, and she had a question for me. She's been hearing and coming to church and going to Bible study and hearing, and she got confused. She was a little confused, and she wanted to see if I could help her. Confusion. And so she says, if God brought hurricanes on Florida and Texas, earthquake, the whole thing, you know, because of his judgment, then why are Christians praying for them?
Mm.
In other words, if God's doing this, why should we pray to God to stop doing this or to help them? You know, I mean, God's doing this. Confusing. Do you see the,
yeah,
the problem there? I mean, she thought, you know. So, what would you say to her? You know, she can't be with this problem. You know, if God's bringing this judgment on Mexico, mm-hmm, then why are we praying for them?
Mm-hmm.
We ought to be in agreement with God, right?
Mm-hmm.
God's a loving God. And is it the devil is the one that's here on this earth. that causes that and up in the air and stuff, that he's the one that causes it. And we know that we can pray to God for our protection through this.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, God, he wasn't behind it. If he was, he would have warned them first.
That's right. He would have warned them first.
Mm-hmm. He would have had a chance to repent.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah. Just like Jonah, the whole book of Jonah. Mm-hmm. Warned Nineveh first. Yeah. He had a chance to repent. Mm-hmm.
Well, and yet he's been sending people out to warn them. I could
come back and reply to that.
Well,
they
haven't warned
you.
Yeah. Good point.
Mm-hmm. What did you say,
Muffin?
I didn't hear you.
Just that folks have been warned. There have been folks,
Just what now?
Theoretically, folks have been warned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Through people.
Yeah.
Christians, other Christians, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, someone else. You know, I guess you could say that there are Christians in these places, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so, you know, Abraham asked God, now if there's 50 righteous people in a place, will you still destroy it?
Yeah.
Well, no. Well, if there's, you know, he worked them down to 10. Mm-hmm. But surely we had 10 Christians somewhere, you know. In Texas, you know, certainly we had 10 Christians in Miami and in South Florida and all this. You know.
It also says count it all joy.
Count it all joy. Okay. Yeah. Count it all joy. Mm. Well, I had a kind of a tough time of it, you know, because mm-hmm. I had a little time limit. They had to leave at a certain time, and I had to try to explain this. I had to try to explain it simply enough that she could understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, to tell you what I told her, okay, and Muffin also, we were both there, so Muffin was telling her stuff that I didn't tell her, which was important too. If you don't mind, I'll paraphrase it. Or maybe I have you say it. But when God made the world, everything was good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everything was good. And man, he made man, it was very good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when God made the world, though, it was very different from this world that we live in.
Yeah.
Okay? When God made it, the people who walked around in the garden didn't have any clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
they were naked.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't bother them.
Yeah.
Well, how could it be that way? I mean, they couldn't do that anywhere on earth today and be comfortable, you know, really.
Yeah.
You know, what was the deal there? Well, in the garden, okay, number one, the bugs didn't bite.
Mm-hmm.
All this kind of thing. But the temperature was a pretty steady temperature.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It didn't change that much that they would need clothing.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So that was a big thing, okay? So as we study, and people have done studies on what it was like back then, okay? And if you read in Genesis, I don't know about you, but when I read Genesis, the whole account of creation in Genesis 1, it was very confusing. Now let me present you what I've been told has worked out. And Muffin can help correct me on this when I get it wrong. But on Earth today, we have a few clouds in the sky. Yeah.
Adam and Eve was clothed with the glory of God.
Okay,
they
yeah.
They had God's glory right. on them.
Right.
They were clothed with it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when their eyes was open, they saw.
They saw they were.
Sin. Yeah.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Okay. But they weren't wearing any garments like we wear
right.
here. All right. So, our Earth today, we look up, we see the sky, we see the sun, we see the stars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty easy to see them and all this sort of thing. But, as Genesis says, you know, there were waters above the Earth and waters below the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so, apparently, the Earth back then, in order to have a fairly steady temperature, a steady environment, okay? It had, there was a lot of water underneath the earth. And I know I'm not drawing this to scale, okay? But there was actually a lot of water underneath the dry land, okay? And so, and then they also had a canopy, what's called a canopy of water above the earth, mm-hmm. that was heavier than our clouds, heavier than a really cloudy day. Mm-hmm. You know, you had water up in the sky. So what did this act like? This acted somewhat like a greenhouse, all right? And it kept the temperature of the surface about the same temperature, mm-hmm. all right? So they could walk around and they didn't have, you know, snow. They didn't have freezing nights, mm-hmm. and just blistering hot days, all right? But it was like beautifully air-conditioned, mm-hmm. if you will, all the time, mm-hmm. all right? So the Bible tells us during the flood, all the fountains of the deep, all the waters underneath the earth, mm-hmm. burst forth, came shooting up into the sky, all right? They burst forth, all this water that was underneath here, keeping things a steady temperature, having to keep things that burst forth, came bursting up through the earth's crust, pushing the earth's crust one way or the other, mm-hmm. and causing mountains. Mountains shooting up all of a sudden. It shoots up into the atmosphere, hits this canopy, and pulls the canopy down. Mm-hmm. So it rains like crazy. It rains for like, I mean, what, 40 days or something? It rains a long time. Mm-hmm. Finally the rain stopped and everything. The earth had been radically changed. There was no longer this water underneath. There was no longer this dense canopy over the top, mm-hmm. to protect the earth. And we wound up with what we got today. Mountain ridges jumped up, okay? And deep valleys, all right? Mm-hmm. And water flowing down toward the oceans. So what we have is the earth we have today. Mm-hmm. Now in this earth, there were no hurricanes. There were no tornadoes. Mm-hmm. There were no wind currents like we have today. Mm-hmm. The wind wasn't, you know, we don't have hard winds blowing and all that kind of stuff. You didn't have that in this earth. But you got those mountains up, mm-hmm. you got those valleys down, all right? You got the earth spinning, and the air hits those high mountains, and it starts moving and swirling and doing every kind of thing, all right? You've got the sunlight coming down and hitting this, okay, causing a lot of heat on one side, but a lot of cold on the other side, right? Because you lose a lot of, so you get all these temperature changes. Understand what I'm saying? Mm. You get a lot of temperature changes, you get a lot of wind going on, and these are the kinds of things that can result in tornadoes and hurricanes and all these tsunamis, all this kind of thing. Get earthquakes, all kinds of things like this are happening. So, what caused this change? What caused us to go from a beautiful, nice earth to live on to what we have today, mm-hmm. all right? Well, it was man. Mm-hmm. It was his sin, okay, that brought about the flood, okay? Man looked upon the hearts of men, mm-hmm. and the hearts were after sin continually, mm-hmm. just always, mm-hmm. always after evil, okay? Always rebelling against God, wanting to go their own way, all right? So God can't put up with that. I can't put up with the way you're treating the innocent children that you're raising, mm-hmm. that you're having. You know, it's just, I've got to protect the innocent children that you're raising. Mm-hmm. Can't have that. So that's why he brought across the flood. Okay? So it all started in the garden with, mm-hmm. the serpent. And she knew the story of the serpent, mm-hmm. speaking lies, mm-hmm. and saying to them, God doesn't have your best interest in mind. Mm-hmm. God's not thinking about you. He's not looking out for you. If he would, he'd let you eat this tree. Mm-hmm. Look at this fruit, you know. He says, he knows if you eat that, you'll be kind of like him. He doesn't want that. Mm-hmm. You can hear, you know, you hear, you read between the lines, you know what he's saying. Yeah, and he tells us that today, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's still telling people that today. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I told her, this is why we have hurricanes, this is why we have earthquakes, all right? Mm-hmm. I said, we speak, we pray for people, not because God brought hurricanes and earthquakes and all this sort of thing on people. Mm-hmm. He brought it upon ourselves. We brought it upon ourselves, if you will.
Yeah.
Now, I've got just a few more minutes, and I'm going to touch on something I've touched on in the past, okay? I've always said, you know, we need to focus on good things. Mm-hmm. We need to speak good things, mm-hmm. right? We need to speak health. We need to speak welfare.
Yeah.
Mary, way back, if y'all remember, she brought us a teaching, and it was just fantastic, Mary. It was a book of confessions.
Mm-hmm.
And what were you supposed to confess? Good things.
Yeah.
You confess the Bible verses over your life, over parts and aspects of your life. All right? Why do you do that? Why do you want to do that? Because there's power in our words.
Yeah.
There is power in our words.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, there's power in your words even if you're not a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
If you go around, if you're not a Christian, you go around saying positive things and powerful things, you'll have a better life. And if you go around saying, woe is me, I can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it just affects you. Because there is power in man's words. Why is there power in man's words? Even if you're not a Christian. Power comes from Genesis 1,
mm-hmm.
verse 26, 27.
Mm-hmm.
Where it says, God made man in his own image, after his likeness.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, what's the very, we think of that, I've always heard this and read it, oh yeah, because we have a spirit, we're not God, because God's a spirit and we have a spirit. Mm-hmm. Or God's triune, you know, it's the Trinity, we have a Trinity, body, soul, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I always heard, this is how we're like God. Or, he's creative and we're creative.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But if you look, what does it say right after he says that, and right and at the end he says it again? So what does he say in between? Remember what he says in verse 26? He says, let's make man in our own image, after our likeness, having dominion over the birds, fish, right? The animals, over all the earth.
Yeah.
And over everything that creeps upon them. Then he says, and so he made man in his image after his likeness.
Yeah.
In other words, there's a sandwich, right? We got make man in our image, make man in our image. In between, what would you expect to find? How he made man in his image.
Yeah.
God has dominion, doesn't he? Yeah. He exercises dominion over the whole universe,
mm-hmm.
right? Earth, who has dominion?
Mm-hmm.
We have dominion. He gave it to us. He created us to have dominion and gave us dominion over the whole earth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how does he exercise dominion? How does God exercise dominion? He speaks and
it happens.
It is done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He spoke creation, right?
Yeah.
Everything he created, he did it by
speaking.
So how does man exercise dominion over the earth?
Speaking.
Jesus said, if you had the faith of a grain of mustard seed, and he was speaking to non-Christians,
mm-hmm.
right? If you had the faith of a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this tree, be lifted up and cast into the sea, and it would happen.
Yeah.
You could say to this mountain, be lifted up and cast into the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Understand what I'm saying there? So, we have a lot of people today who are saying what they hear in their heads, what the devil tells them. Mm-hmm. And they say mm-hmm. this and this and this. And we have hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes and floods.
Yeah.
You see. So we as Christians, we want to speak against that.
Yeah.
All right? But it's a battle.
Mm-hmm.
The mighty warrior we need, mm-hmm. it is a battle. Because we got thousands and thousands saying one thing, and the Christians trying to say something yeah. the opposite.
The Christians that know.
it is a battle. So Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you, all right? Now, get back to Candace and her song. When Jesus comes back at the end of your reign, all right? I'm hoping we can restore. We're going to restore the earth to what it should have been, where it was before. I'm not saying we're going to walk around naked, but we would. Hopefully we will restore the earth to something that doesn't have hurricanes and tornadoes and floods and all this sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for that 1,000-year reign, you know, a reign of righteousness, a reign of justice. Amen?
Amen. That's good.
You know, Adam and Eve didn't even know that they were naked. Not until the 8th of the apple. Then their eyes was open. They were like, hey, we naked. We need some clothing. They got shame. And Jesus had to kill and clothe them. He had clothed them with his glory. They messed that up.
They messed that up.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes, they did.
All right. Well, let's have a prayer for our food and we'll have breakfast. All right. Thank you, Father, for what you revealed through your Son, Father. The mercies and the grace of God. And we look forward to being able to change this world, to terraform it back the way it should have been, the way it should be now. So, Father, we just pray that you will be with us today. Bless our fellowship together. Bless our learning. May we learn more about you and walk ever in your good grace. Bless this food, Father, as we eat. May it nourish and strengthen our bodies. May everything we think, do, and say bring honor and glory to your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.